Rule number six is simply to engage, which means grab the attention of your listeners. People love to talk, but often hate to listen. When it's your turn to talk, make your points quickly and in an interesting manner so that your listeners aren't likely to get bored. Then step aside and allow your listeners a chance to do their share of the talking. If you do your part well, people will naturally be more eager to converse with you again in the future. Here are three ways that I've chosen to define the word engage. 1, to obtain and hold someone's attention. 2, to involve oneself in a battle, conflict, or agreement. And 3, as it applies to this book, the ability to enter into a conversation and gain the attention of others in a positive manner. Once you realize that most people have a fickle attention span, it becomes your first priority to grab a secure hold of it as quickly as you can. Otherwise, you may go on and on about a subject without anyone else actually listening to you. The following suggestions are designed to help you grab an audience's attention during the critical early moments of your conversation. If you get good at this, people will eagerly anticipate a lively conversation with you in the future. My first suggestion is start off at a snappy pace. Begin by speaking in short, simple sentences as a way of warming up. Sometimes this means being as basic as saying, "Hi, how are you? What's up?" Like Olympic sprinters in a 100-meter run, a lively two-way conversation may take a series of quick, small steps before you hit your stride. Do this instead of beginning a conversation with a long, uninterrupted monologue on your part. We've all endured that unpleasant experience at times with others. Another suggestion, tease them with a question. If you've ever listened closely to a professional speaker, you'll notice that they often initiate their talks by asking their audiences a question. In fact, these speakers will frequently begin with a statement, "Let me ask you a question." Then they'll follow up by asking something like, "Has there ever been a time when you felt totally helpless or afraid? Or have you ever been in a situation where everyone knew each other and you were the lone stranger?" By asking a leading question, the listener is forced to think. If done properly, this is an effective way to grab attention and involve your listeners quickly in a conversation with you. And a third suggestion is be excited about your subject. If you're not enthusiastic about your subject, then your audience isn't going to feel that way either. Make sure that your topic is something that stimulates you and you are eager to share it. That kind of emotion will naturally transfer to your listeners. If you can't find a convenient subject to be excited about, then shift your attention to playing the role of an attentive listener instead. The bottom line is, remember that in order to talk like a winner in the broadest sense, you must engage like a winner as well. All you have to do is follow a simple and powerful rule: grab the attention of your listeners. Once you know and understand the significance of this essential part of successful daily communication, it's only a matter of playing around with the ideas, adding your own creativity, practicing with greater intention, and putting it to the test on a regular basis in your own life until it becomes a natural part of you. If you should ever feel discouraged on your journey to communication success, remind yourself that the natural ability to succeed already resides within you. Your only job is to uncover it.